And today we are in for a treat on Penny for Your Thoughts, where we are going to discuss two topics today. One being a lovely Reddit post on Am I the A-Hole? And a number two, just an end of the year wrap up. It is almost upon us, 2024. Hopefully we'll be better than 2023. And we're just going to discuss our feelings and thoughts about the year. Did we get things done that we wanted to? And then what do we look forward to in 2024? So, I just as a PS announcement, am sick. So if you see me coughing or dying up a lung, don't worry. It's just a cold. But Cammie's going to start us off with the Reddit post because she is not sick.
I am not. Thank God. Feel better, Allie. Sometimes you're going to see her coughing, but she'll be on mute. So don't worry. You won't have to hear it. Look around, everybody on mute. Big energy. Woo, woo, woo. All right. So this Reddit post comes to us. In real time, it's 20 hours ago. It's been posted by is it a man or a woman? I don't think it says, but either way, the title of this Am I the A-Hole episode is Running an Old Lady Off the Road. So let's get into it. Setting. I live in the north and it recently snowed, so we had snowbanks and slick roads everywhere. Driving to home from work. In front of me is an old lady who has been driving slowly and weaving. She stays in her lane, but sometimes cross the white line or drive on top of the double yellow line. Ain't good, man.
You know, I'm just getting really much grandma's gotten run over by a reindeer vibes. Maybe it's this
grandma got ran over by a reindeer. Cartoon Network classic holiday movie.
Yes.
We are approaching a stoplight that has a double left turn lane. She gets in the right left turn lane and I'm in the left turn lane. We are next to each other. The light goes green and we both proceed into the intersection. Now, okay. Something about this intersection, the dual left lane turn lane are very tight. And both lanes require you to pay full attention. That's all he needed to say. He or she needed to say.
Because she already was swerving. So he had to make sure you need to pay attention to how you drive. So that turn must have been really tight.
It has to be. In the inner lane, is very, very tight. And there is a legitimate risk you'll hit any cars if you turn too early. The outer lane goes far into the intersection before actually turning, making it look like you're going to drive into incoming traffic. Oh, I don't like that.
It's like, it looks like it's an illusion.
SpongeBob. So the older lady in the outer lane predictably begins to turn into the lane. And of course, it's a little tight. And crosses the dash white line into my lane. I honk. It startles her. Ooh.
I mean, it's a honk. What city have you not heard a honk before, though?
I mean, if she was overthinking the situation and it's a snowy, wet, slick road.
I want to know if it's a beep, beep or like a long. Yeah, because those are two different kinds of honks. If it's a quick beep, yeah, she shouldn't be going crazy.
Startled.
Keep going. Yeah.
It startles her, and instead of her braking, she slams on the gas pedal and hits the curb, hitting a snowbank and pedestrian walk signal. Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
So she hit the walk signal that says the cross.
Yeah.
She hit the curb, the snowbank, and the walk signal that says, like, cross here.
Yeah.
And then she's probably going to tell him, like, my insurance doesn't cover this. You're going to pay. Because, like, homeboy, you honked and caused me to hit this. No, lady, you press on the gas when you need to hit brake. But keep going. Sorry.
So no one was injured or hurt, but her car was beat up. I pull forward and off to the side of the road, run over to her along with a few others to make sure she was all right. She started screaming, I did this to her. And she will make sure I pay. Ooh, okay, Grandma. I asked someone else to stay by for the cops to be a witness because I think she's going to blame me. The cops come. We both tell our story. She claims I drifted into her lane and she had to dodge to avoid me hitting her. Wow. But luckily, people nearby told the cops what I did and the cop eventually let me go. Oh, good. Woo.
Yeah.
Over the last few days, I've been telling the story and multiple people said I am the a-hole, saying I didn't need to honk and could have easily let her go. I'm thinking, it's kind of filling me with doubt about the situation. So I thought I'll ask the internet for clarification. Am I the a-hole?
I don't think he's the a-hole, but in my opinion, I would have either sped up and just tried to beat her out of the turn, or I would have taken the L and just be behind this lady for forever, because you know it's probably one of those like two-lane roads that goes on for a long distance of time. And if she keeps going into your lane, there's nothing you can do. Whether it's either you stay behind her or you stay in front of her, because you're not going to want to be on the side of her, because if you're on the side of her, she doesn't know how to stay in her own lane. You're just going to end up being in the other lane that's going in the other direction. Or you're going to be on the side with the snowbank. Like, so I get it. And it also depends on the kind of honk, too, for me. Like, was it a quick little boom, boom? But if it was like one of those, you held on to it, yes, that could be startling. But Grandma should also know how to drive, and if she's having issues staying in the proper lane, then maybe it's time she stopped driving. But that's just my take. Because now you're putting others at risk.
Yeah.
At night.
Well, I don't know if it's night.
Oh.
Did they say it was nighttime?
I don't know. Maybe in my imagination, I thought it was nighttime because I like, Grandma got run over by a reindeer, and I'm just thinking nighttime. So that's probably where my head went. I'm making up the story, guys. It was a dark and scary night. The snow was falling. The air was crisp.
I don't know if this was nighttime or daytime. However, due to the slick, snowy, wet road situation, I think he or she, because I don't know the sex of this individual, right? This person, I believe they did the right thing. Like I said, I'm not really sure about the honk because you also mentioned that too. However, I don't think they should have sped up because what if the road was really slick and traction, they could have drifted and also hit her too. So I don't know about the situation of their car versus her car. I think they should have just took their time and turn, like let her initially go first and do the turn. I don't know if you said that, but if it was me, I would initially let her take the turn because I'm assuming those two lanes, because if you have two left turning lanes, those two lanes don't merge unless they merge further up. So if they do merge, they will merge further up, not immediately.
Yeah.
So once she turns and she stays in that middle left lane now, because I'm assuming this becomes a three-way driving street, right? And not two, I'm assuming, because they didn't give us more information about this intersection. So once she drives up and turns and I continue to turn, I let her go ahead of me. And then if this lane does merge into one lane, I would then proceed to speed up because she's already done her turning, right? I would speed up and keep an eye on her to make sure she doesn't swerve. And then I would speed up and then put on my signal and cut in front of her and continue going if these two lanes does merge once the turn is completed. Mm. Other than that, I would have just found a way to get over in another lane away from her and then speed up safely because, again, the conditions of the road are very slick, wet, and snowy. Black ice is a thing and it is very dangerous and scary. So I don't know. They did say they live up north. They did say they recently snowed. There's snow banks and the roads are very slick. So I say be safe then sorry because all this could have been avoided. I know this person probably was tired and was ready to go home, but it's better to be safe than sorry. This entire time you've been driving behind this lady and you've been practicing patience, but I don't think they were an a-hole in this case because they were doing anything a normal driver would do. And if we look at the comments, a lot of people did side with them. They're like, Those type of situations are exactly what you were born for, alerting other drivers of danger. It sounds like she passed the point of where she should be driving and cannot admit it. I'm glad nobody was hurt. Another person says, stop second guessing yourself. Witness supported your vision. My guess is this is not the first mishap she's had recently, given how quickly she was ready to start blaming you and saying that it was your fault.
Yeah. So the first words out of her mouth, you know, was like, yeah. Oh, you did this, you did this. Instead of like, oh, like what happened? Da, da, da. Like it was immediate. Like it was your fault. No. Yeah. That, I mean, I agree with the majority of what people, I'm going to go it, sir or ma'am, you are not the a-hole. So NTA for you.
Yeah. Kudos to you. You did exactly what you were supposed to do. You were a safe and precise driver. You saw the danger. You alerted the driver so they could like easily come out of their swerving up into your lane and stay in their lane. Regardless if you honked aggressively or lightly, she should have not been startled by that, because that should tell her like, oh, I'm doing something wrong. Let me make sure I'm good. But if it was me, I would have let her initially completed her turn and then turned slowly. And I don't care who behind me, because all I know is that this lady in front of me is a problem.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they had any cameras on like the streetlights and stuff to kind of see.
That would have been good.
Prior to her, like the turn, like how she was driving, and then at the turn, how she was driving. Because that also could probably help his case too. If you can show that she was swerving. But yeah. So
I hope that her insurance fixed her car, and I'm glad this person was not at fault.
Yeah. Glad no one was actually harmed or anything like that. I get it, the person feeling guilty, but because, you know, other people are telling them they are the a-hole, but I do not think he or she was the a-hole in this situation.
Me neither. I think they did exactly what they're supposed to do. Any other person would have did the same thing.
Yeah. Let us know in the comment section. Do you agree or do you disagree? And if you disagree, let us know. Give us some receipts. Talk to us, okay? But now, we're talking about 2023 and how we feel about 2024 coming up in about 2 days or so, depending on where you are in the world. All right? So, Cammie, what is your thoughts on
2023?
Was it a 10 out of 10 year. You would recommend?
I would say maybe 7 out of 10.
Yeah, that's about right.
There's so many things I wanted to accomplish this year that I just never gotten around to doing, and also that's for personally and for our podcast. I feel like life has been lifing, and we just hadn't had the time to actually put forth the energy and effort into it. However, Allie has been doing an amazing bang up job of putting out content on the Tickety Talk, aka TikTok. On the Tickety Talk.
Guys, I never had a Tickety Talk in my life. I was like, the Tick and the Talk, Cammie, I'm going to post something. Is this okay? She's like, go ahead, girl. You have fun now. I'm like, okay, the Tick and the Talk. I don't know when I started calling it that, but it stuck. I'd be like, Cammie, you on the Tick and the Talk? So if you're not on the Tick and the Talk, or if you are and you have not followed us, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself, okay? And you need to find us on here, HEAR underscore our, the number 2, and sense, CENTS, okay? So you need to follow us. If you are not following us, I'm showing a little bit more of my life in Korea on there, so you can see that there. We're showing some of our old clips from previous episodes and also current ones. We're starting to show a little bit more video clips and stuff. So go on there. It's a fun time. We love engaging with anybody and everybody. So check us out there. But back to the regular schedule program.
I just feel like 2023 had so much potential, and I feel like I didn't actually tap in the way I wanted to, especially like for my own personal things, like for our YouTube channel, for our Facebook page, our Twitter, our Instagram, and my personal YouTube channel as well. So I feel like next year, we're definitely going to be brainstorming and putting together some well thought out episodes and content for you guys. Some of them are going to be hilarious. Some of them are going to be informative. And some of it is just going to be, you know, we're going to give you guys pep talks. You know, sometimes you just need to have a virtual hug now and again. So I feel like we're going to be a lot more engaging inviting, and consistent.
Yeah, that's one of the things we both talked about, is we're just wanting to be a little bit more consistent for 2024 with our podcast episodes and with the content that we put out. We both live on two different time zones, so communicating and collaborating sometimes can be a little bit of a challenge, but we're going to try our best to plan things out ahead of time and get you guys those fun videos, or some stuff that's anime related. Some stuff might not be anime related. It might be travel related or just daily life related. So we're going to be expanding and talking about more things. But one of the goals that me and Cammy have both been talking about is just trying to stay consistent. So bear in with us. Please stick around. And if you have certain things you want to see, or if you're wanting to know certain things, let us know. Talk to us. We can, you know, talk about anything and everything. I'm excited about the Avatar, The Last Airbender coming out, to see if this is going to be better or worse than the movie. I mean, you can't get worse than the movie, so it can only go up.
You can get worse. Okay, look what they did with the Cowboy Bebop live action. I don't understand.
I mean, Dragon Ball was just as bad, too. So you know what? I guess you could get worse. What else was bad? Dragon Ball was bad. Was the American version?
Don't forget about Death Note.
That was horrible. But anyways, guys, we're going to try and get more consistent. For me personally, for 2023, I would say 7 out of 10. There's some stuff that I want to do better. And one of the things I talked about last year was to get better in Korean. And I'll be honest, I didn't do well. I was doing well in the beginning half, and I had a tutor, and then as soon as I stopped having the tutor, it just kind of went downhill. I can read a little bit, but I still am nowhere near where I should be. And that's a challenge, to put like more effort into studying the language and, like, you know, practicing it with my teachers and with coworkers and friends, just to like get used to the language. And that just helps me in my daily life too. But it is a goal. I want to get at least somewhat proficient in like the basic level of conversation. So that's something in 2024 I am going to try and do more of, is studying. I also want to do a little bit of exploring into different areas. So for me, I'm going to the Philippines, which I've never been to. And I'm also going to go to Taiwan. So those are two countries I've never been to, and I'm excited. So maybe you guys may see some lovely content from those trips, especially I'll be solo traveling. So what else do I got to do is just be on my phone. But hopefully I can get the goal of just studying a little bit more in Korean and maybe going to the gym more. I've been lazy on that. So yeah.
The same thing. I already started working out again. I've been like on and off working out my damn self. I'm not going to lie. But I started back up this week working out, and one of my goals for 2024 is to work out at least once a day, even if it's between 10 to 30 minutes. I am not taking no days off. Every day I have to work out, because once I start taking days off, I'm like, oh, I worked out really hard yesterday. I could take today off. No,
girl,
no days off.
I took 2 weeks off.
I took almost 2 months off. Okay.
I was like, first week, you know. I'm not feeling it. You know why.
Yeah.
Every other girl will know why. I was like, I ain't feeling it. Then the next week I was like, you know what? I got plans. So like to go to the gym, I won't have time to then get ready for said plan. So I'm just going to skip out. So yeah, I am hopefully going to go to the gym a lot. Not a lot, at least twice a week. Back to my normal scheduling program is the goal here.
Yeah. I mean, we all have lots of goals and things like that. And if sometimes some goals you can't tell out in public, some of those things you have to keep for yourself. But we would still love to know some of your resolutions and goals for the new year. Most people, they want to lose weight or get into shape or tone up or get thicker, gain some weight and like put it in the right places, or lose some weight so it can get out of the wrong places. But that's usually like one of the number one goals for most people every year. Some people stick with it, some don't, some go up and down like we do. But what are some of your goals and aspirations for the new year? One of my other personal goals that I will share, because like, if you want to go on this journey with me, is to be closer to God. I want to be more well-versed in the word, and I'm going to definitely be doing a yearly devotion starting on January 1st. So I'm going to go to the Bible app, which you can download from any of your app stores, and I'm going to pick one of those devotions and start it.
That's good. That's a good one. That's so wholesome. Me, my personal goal is to save money.
And there are some apps for that too. That's one of the other things I want to do. I want to be a lot more savvy. Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not going to download an app for that, because in my mind, it's just like, I just don't want another thing that has my personal banking information. But with your banking apps, they do have a saving fund tracker where you can actually help you grow your savings by taking up a percentage of your paycheck or whatever you want. Like, it can send you a reminder saying, hey, do you want to put 25, 50, 40, et cetera amount of dollars into the savings fund or whatever. Okay. You can even list a savings fund. Like, you can put a savings goal saying like travel, and it will tell you how much do you want for us to pull. Do you want us to manually pull it for you, or do you want to put it in yourself? And if you do say you want to put it in yourself, it will set a reminder to remind you saying, hey, it's this time of the week. Did you put in your money for the savings fund? Or this young lady who I watched on YouTube, her name is Chelsea. She had bought this Amazon piggy bank that you can only put money in. And for you to take the money out, you literally have to smash it with a hammer. And it's because it's made out of tin or some type of steel. Like, so you have to literally break it. It's not made out of glass or plastic.
Okay.
So a lot of people have been enjoying those type of ways to save, including like the whole envelope thing where you write like travel, savings, car, things like that. So it's different ways to save, but you just have to be consistent.
Yeah, I need to get more savvy with my money goals here. But yeah, that's definitely something helpful. And you have a whole year to get this stuff done. And beyond, yes. Let's be honest, these New Year's resolutions or the end of the year reflection on your life, and then you go and say, I'm going to get this done and that. It's not limited to that 1 year. If it takes you two, it takes you two. If it takes you three, it takes you three. Just start doing it. That's the,
yes.
We got to start, guys. Because if we don't start, we're just going to keep saying, oh, what if, or oh, last year I thought, just start, try.
Absolutely. So. Regardless of like, you don't do it in January, you do it in February, you do it in May, you do it in June, you do it in August, you do it in December of next year. It doesn't matter. Just start. So, and that's with anything.
So those are our thoughts on last year really quickly and what we're looking forward to next year and what we have our goals wise for next year and what we want to accomplish. Share with us your favorite moments from 2023. And then also, what are your goals? What do you want to do? What do you want to do for the new year? And let us know in our comment sections of our social media platforms, or you can go into our DMs if you want to just do that. But yeah, talk to us. Let us know. You can find us at here, H-E-A-R underscore our number 2 and then sense. So again, that is H-E-A-R underscore our number 2 and sense. Sense as in C-E-N-T-S. Okay. So this was a quick episode of Penny for Your Thoughts. So give us your thoughts on these topics. Okay. Cam, you have anything else to add?
No, that's it. And we hope that you will be subscribing and following us on all our social media platforms and channels. And we hope that the new year brings you lots of love and blessings. God bless you all, and we'll see you in the new year.
See you guys.
Bye.